So we've turned the calendar over to September, which means it's time for some football. Yes, sirree. We got high school football on Friday. We got college games, KU in action Friday night, K-State in action Saturday morning, 11 o'clock at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, against Stanford. Here to talk about the voice of the K-State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. Wyatt, are you psyched and ready to go? You're ready right now, aren't you?
I am ready right now, Wade. Great to be on with you again, man. It is that time, isn't it? It's time to go. Let's go see what happens. It's exciting.
It is exciting. Have you ever been to AT&T Stadium? Have you been inside there, Jerry's World?
I have a couple of different times. We did a Cotton Bowl game there a few years ago. We, of course, a couple of times have had Big 12 Media Days there. That's true. Terrific place. I think our fans that haven't gone and that will go this time will really enjoy it. It's a spectacular venue.
I just went down, my family and myself, we went down. My oldest son had a basketball tournament, Nationals, down in Dallas, and so we got the tour of AT&T Stadium, and so we got to go below in the locker rooms, we got to go in the suites, we got to do everything except get on the field because they had flag football, and they're giving us all these stats that Statue of Liberty can fit from the bottom to the top of that stadium if they close the roof, and Empire State Building is the that's how long the arches are across that hold that Mecca, the most expensive and biggest stadium in the world. I mean, it's just absolutely mind-boggling, the facility, and I think some K-State fans, I know it's an early start on Saturday, but I think it'd be worth their time and to go and experience this game in person at AT&T Stadium, don't you?
Yeah, I do, Wade. You said a lot there, and I think it really is a palace. It was meant to be that, I think, for Mr. Jones and that franchise. It's turned out to be that. I will even add this. I have been around this a long time, and I can't even describe to you in a lot of ways how excited some of our young players are to play in that venue. And I think maybe one of the best examples is Deuce Vaughn, whose father is a scout for the Cowboys, and he grew up around that. He's probably going to have about 85 people there on Saturday, and he was all grins at our presser yesterday. He's ready to go.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. You know, I think the beginning of a new season in any sport, there's usually renewed optimism. And I think even more so this year for a lot of schools because of everything that everybody went through with COVID-19, fans not being in stadiums, teams being shorthanded with kids that were quarantined or close contacts or had COVID. And I know it was really tough last year for K-State and many football teams. There were a few games where maybe K-State shouldn't have even played. I give them a ton of credit, still going out and competing, being undermanned. Describe the difference going into this season compared to last season and about that renewed optimism.
It's hard to put into perspective how different it is, to be honest. I've visited with our coaches and players about this a lot of different times over the course of our preseason camp. And, you know, it's I think the thing to probably put into the proper perspective is to do it this way. We went through an entire season last year, and never one time had all of our players and all of our coaches in the same room at the same time.
Wow.
And we had three games where we had two starters out in one position, meaning two corners at Oklahoma, two offensive linemen, I think it was, at Baylor, two linebackers at Iowa State. And you find it's really weird when you find out about that as you get on the air and start the broadcast and you're 2 hours away from playing Oklahoma and you find out your starting corners are both out.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying we're past it, and you know that, but it is different this time. We're getting there. It's just a slow process. But even up and above and beyond that, I think what you're talking about, too, is just the excitement of having fans back and these venues being a little bit closer back to normal. And for these guys to have that going and to play in this venue with a named team like Stanford, it's a pretty cool way to start.
No, I agree with you. So going into the season, what would you consider K-State's biggest strength?
I think, to be honest with you, this will sound a little bit odd, but just a different level of commitment from the football team. Mm. I think that was demanded by Chris Klieman in the offseason. They've talked a lot around here about you know, the things like commitment and those types of deals. And I just get a sense that the camaraderie of this group is better. You know, we're fortunate to have, I think it's five super seniors come back, and a couple of those guys are guys like Skylar Thompson, a starting quarterback, Noah Johnson, starting center. Those are pretty important positions in college football or in any football. So that is a really neat thing. I think you start there with the strengths, and then I just think we have more depth in most positions, not all, but most positions compared to what we've had in Coach Klieman's first couple of years. And I think there's a potential to have a little bit more explosive play type team, too, offensively. We got to go out and prove it, but I think there is some potential there with several different guys, including, you know, the Deuce Vaughns of the world.
Okay, on the flip side, what's the biggest area of concern in your eyes?
Well, you mentioned it. We got trucked a couple of times last year. Part of it was COVID. Part of it was injuries. Part of it was bad play. We've got to prove some things and be better, to be real honest about it. I think it starts on the defensive side, really. You know, we've got question marks. Probably the biggest is how good can K-State be and how deep can they be at linebacker? I think they've addressed a little bit with new faces on the defensive front with a guy like Timmy Horn, and on the back end with several guys. A couple of those kids will be starters. Rush Yeast, the Louisville transfer, will probably start at free safety. Julius Brents, a corner from Iowa, will probably start in the game Saturday. So I jokingly say, you know, if you're going to watch, we're going to play a lot of people, and if you don't know everybody, either you better be listening or have a roster or both.
Our focus on K-State Athletics today is brought to you by Heineken Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit. Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. What about a breakout player? You know, last year, I don't think a lot of people knew about Deuce Vaughn. All of a sudden, he just took the Big 12 by storm. Everybody's excited. I'm excited. He's so much fun to watch. I love guys, small guys, win in a big man's world. But is there somebody that you've seen that's had a pretty good offseason and camp thus far that you say, man, that's a guy that I think's ready to take the next step and help this team, either offense or defense?
Well, it's interesting you ask that, because I think we actually have several guys that could maybe fit into that mold. I would probably start, and this will be a little out of left field, so bear with me here, but I would probably start with Joe Urban, who was a freshman 2 years ago here and did a pretty good job in limited opportunities, carried the ball just 23 times, but then opted out last year. I think he will be a really good complement to Deuce Vaughn. He's going to play a lot. Joe plays at a very fast pace, meaning he's comfortable in the offense, knows what he's doing. And, you know, you hear coaches all the time say the game's slowing down for him. It has slowed down for a guy like Joe Urban. I'm also pumped up about Tyrone Howell, the junior college receiver from Hutch. He didn't get here until June and doesn't really know everything yet, but he's such an explosive athlete at 6'3 and 200-plus pounds. I think he could definitely be a guy that you could put into that category. I guess I would say on the defensive side, we have so many new faces, but I probably would go back to a guy like T.J. Smith, who was injured a year ago in his true freshman season, but he's such a hard-hitting guy, a very physical guy at just 5'9 and 195 pounds, but he can really run, and he's very tough and physical. So those kind of guys jump to the forefront, really.
The wide receiver certainly was an area of struggle last year at K-State. Malik Knowles had a disappointing campaign, but I hear he's looked good so far. What does he bring to the table? I mean, if he's healthy and ready to go, doesn't he just bring a whole different dynamic to this offense?
That's the key, Wade. You touched on it. You know, he's been around here a while now. He's a redshirt junior. He's played in 24 games, but he's never really gone through a full season being healthy. The coaches are excited that he's been through the fall camp and been at every practice and healthy through every one. That's important. He's got that ability and the size. He can run. He just has a chance to be the lead guy. He's just got to take that and go. It isn't just that he's older. It's also, you know, having Skyler back and having more options around him, I think, will make him better. But K-State needs him to be their lead guy in the receiving core. No doubt about that.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. All right, Stanford is the opening opponent there at AT&T Stadium, 11 a.m. coming up on Saturday. Stanford last year 4-2 in a shortened season due to COVID-19. They always seem to me to be the team that doesn't really fit the Pac-12 in regards to the way they go about things. They're usually yeah, more of a physical team. They remind me of K-State a little bit. You know, K-State's kind of against the flow in the Big 12, where they'll run the ball more power, more physical. They'll shorten the game. Stanford under David Shaw's kind of like that, at least when I've watched them in the past. What is your take on Stanford and what they bring to the table on Saturday?
You're all over it. That's exactly what they want to be. And I think that's one of the real stories going into this game, because if you look at, and part of this is personnel, but a year ago they were more of a throwing team. And the reason? David Mills, their starting quarterback. He was drafted 67th overall in the NFL draft in April, but he's gone. And when they came out with a depth chart at the first of the week, the quarterback was Jack West or Tanner McKee. So there's a question mark there for sure. What will they get there? So they've also lost some other guys, but the point is two things. Last year, they gave up, think about this, 222 rushing yards a game. That's un-Stanford-like.
Yeah.
And last year, they threw for 287 yards a game and rushed for only 133 yards a game. They would probably like to reverse that and be more physical and tough. And that's generally with David Shaw, exactly what you described. So they're going to try to get back to that. We may have a 2.5-hour game, bud. Who knows?
you might. I hadn't even thought about that. You're right. You could. Next thing you know, you'd be like, wow, it's that time for the halftime show. Holy cow!
That's exactly right.
Where'd the time go, man? I think it's going to be a very interesting game. I'm looking forward to it coming up on Saturday at 11 a.m. Looking forward to listening to your call, you and Stan and Matt. Before we get to the off-the-wall question, and before I get to this conference realignment thing, what do you think are the realistic expectations for this squad in regards to wins? I think the over-under is like 5.5 for K-State. We've had Kellis Robinette on before. He said 6 or 7. I think he actually went with 7. Other people I've seen have been 6 or 7. That seems to be the consensus. Do you see the same thing?
I would say yes. But I think they're even capable of a little bit more than that, to be honest with you. And I don't want to put any ceiling on it.
Sure.
You know, it matters in college football. It matters in football when you have a quarterback who plays at a high level, who has a lot of experience. Saturday's game will be Skyler Thompson's 31st start.
Yeah.
And I would tell you that I think he is a better football player today than at any other time in his career. He's healthy. I think his attitude is terrific. I think he's got a real grasp and is the leader of this football team. All of those things are legitimate. There's no doubt about that. But he's got to have that offensive line work for him. He's got to have Malik Knowles and Deuce Vaughn and many others do their part. If that happens, I think K-State can be a pretty good offensive team. And we've talked about the defense. They've got to be better. I think we're going to find out really very quickly about this team, not only Saturday, but the subsequent weeks. I mean, you've got Southern Illinois. You can say what you want about them, an FCS team, but they're decent. Nevada's really good offensively with a potential pro quarterback. And then you get into that stretch in the Big 12. How about this? I don't think anybody starts any tougher than K-State in the league with at Oklahoma State, Oklahoma at home, off week, Iowa State at home.
Yeah.
I challenge you to find anything harder than that. Yeah. So we're going to find out, you know, by mid-October what this team is all about. We may not have all the answers then, and it's a long season, but I think we're going to know pretty early, you know, kind of what this team's all about.
Yeah. I agree with you. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you about conference realignment. Just your quick thoughts. Texas, Oklahoma, of course, going to the SEC. Some people say, you know, they say they're going to be here through the rest of the contract. I have my doubts. But just your overall thoughts on that and the situation that puts K-State and KU, our state schools, in.
Well, first and foremost, I just have to say how disappointed I was to hear that. It really, for me, kind of came out of left field, and it was really stunning. Here we are some 5 weeks later, and I think we've seen that this is not a fairy tale. They're going to go. The question is when. I think we've seen with the Alliance, the other Power Five conferences are kind of somewhat doing their thing. So where does that leave K-State, KU, and the eight teams remaining? I think what makes the most sense now is that they will probably add programs. The question is which ones and when and how. I would like to say to you, Wade, that I think all things are possible here. The athletic directors in our league met yesterday and today, meeting today in Dallas to talk about this kind of stuff. And Gene Taylor told me earlier this week that we're going to throw a lot of things against the wall and see what sticks. This isn't going to happen overnight. But I go to bed every night thinking that we live in a great world, and I do believe that there is a place in major college football for these eight. And I will continue to believe that. I mean, what people on social media talked about the UCLA crowd on Saturday.
Oh, it was horrible.
You don't see that at Oklahoma State or Kansas State or Texas Tech. You just don't.
No.
You just don't.
No, you're right. I absolutely agree with you. All right, time for the off-the-wall question. So you're going to be at AT&T Stadium, and on my tour, I was paying attention, and they said it cost $1.3 billion to build that mecca, that palace of football, all right? And Jerry Jones, the owner of the Cowboys, bought the Cowboys I think it was $104 million. And the Cowboys are now valued at $6.5 billion with a B. So the off-the-wall question for the voice of the K-State Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson, is this. If money were not an option for Wyatt, what professional sports team would you like to buy or be an investor in?
Well, that's probably a pretty easy answer for me. My father grew up about 90 miles north of St. Louis. I have been Royals fans, don't hold this against me. I've been a Cardinal baseball fan and a diehard fan my entire life. Uh-huh. I would probably say that's an easy one, and it would be the St. Louis Cardinals.
St. Louis Cardinals.
I would be either an investor. Uh-huh. I wouldn't mind being the owner.
Yeah.
That wouldn't be bad,
sure.
But I'd also do the play-by-play in a heartbeat, too.
I love it. I love it. You're owner, and you appoint yourself as play-by-play voice. Yeah. I'm just going to get a hold of my good buddy Mahomes. I'm going to ask for a little bit of a loan since he owns about every other sports franchise. You know,
not a bad thought.
Man, yeah. That guy's smart. That's what you do.
Invest. He'd be the right guy to go to, wouldn't he?
Yeah, he would. No doubt, man. No doubt. I tell you, I appreciate your time as always, Wyatt, and we look forward to the call on Saturday, and we certainly hope the season goes smoother than it did a year ago, and I'm excited, you're excited, so why don't we just go ahead and get this thing started on Saturday. Have a great call, and enjoy the season. We'll talk to you again later during the year.
Thank you, sir. Always appreciate being on with you, Wade. Thanks so much.
Wyatt Thompson, voice of the K-State Wildcats, our guest today on the Sports Ticket. Our focus on K-State Athletics today, brought to you, as always, by Heineken Electric in Beloit and by Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit.